Before we begin with the text, I meant to do this before we got started, but I apologize. I want to just make note of something that's important. I think sometimes we think about the order of worship as just, well, Brandon or somebody, you may not even know who does it, but somebody sat down and just said, oh, well, we'll do number 89 and we'll read a verse or two. Let me give you a little idea of what goes into the order of service, and especially this morning, I think it'll be especially helpful. I picked a scripture that has to do with the prophecy of the birth of Christ to give us an indication of the importance of His birth. Then we have a song that proclaims to us the birth of Christ and angels we have heard on high. Then we have a different perspective. The angels we have heard on high is basically the perspective of Matthew, Mark, or especially Luke. And then we have a different perspective in the scripture of John 1, 1 through 18. And I'm going to explain that different perspective to you in the message. Then you have a song that says, go tell it on the mountain before the word is preached. Because that's exactly what we're to do, is to go and tell those who are unbelievers about the gospel. And so I'm going to do that this morning and hopefully be a good example to you all as to how that is to be preached and done. Then we have the sermon, and then you're going to, after the sermon, hopefully have an understanding of John's perspective of Christ's birth, that when you sing, what child is this, it will mean something to you. When I start talking to you this morning afterwards, I hope when you hear that hymn sung, you look at those words and you go, he was born in a manger around a bunch of nasty, dirty animals. This is amazing. And then after the Lord's Supper, we'll have a time that hopefully we can rejoice as good Christian men and women and give great glory to God for all He's given us in the birth of His Son, Christ. So hopefully you'll see some line of thought that has gone into this order of service, and it goes into it every week. That gives you an idea that it's not just about picking out a song and saying, 89 sounds good. Let's just do it. There's some thought that goes into that when the order of service is put together, and it helps you all as well. Now, occasionally we've changed the hymn or two. There's been a Sunday morning where Julie played a hymn during the Lord's Supper, and I thought, no, that's the one that goes. And I've said, please, can we sing this? Because it's just hit me. That was better than what I picked. But there's thought that goes there. So as you work through these things and you come through, hopefully this morning when you sing What Child Is This? I hope it will be more than just a Christmas carol. I hope. Okay? So I know that didn't have anything to do with the sermon, but it gives you some idea. I meant to do it before the service, so please forgive me for that.